deepest, darkest crypts, from the backwoods swamp where we hit the bottom, from the inside of your casket to the fears lodged deep inside your subconscious, it's time for a big, scary show.
This is Alex Lowen from the 13th Street Morgue and Dungeon of Doom, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Joey Adams. I'm with the Amarillo Scare Grounds. You are listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Steve from the Dark Path Haunt in Denton, Texas, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show. Choose your path.
Hi, this is Jerome Helton from Hush Haunted Attraction from Westland, Michigan, and I just want to give a big shout out and welcome everybody out to the Scary Show.
Hi, this is Kristen from Haunted Hill, Fred, Texas. You are listening to the Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Aaron Trejo from Terror Trail Haunted House in El Paso, Texas. You are listening to the Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Tater.
And this is Rebecca
from Froggy's Frog, and you're listening to the Big
Radio show, scary show.
You don't even know what you're saying. They gave us a paper.
You sold
it. Let's try it again. Hang on, you ready?
Hi. I'm going first.
Okay. Hi.
Hi, this is Rebecca.
Hi, this is Tater.
From Froggy's Fog, and you're listening to the Big Scary Show.
My voice changed a lot in that one. Hi.
You've tuned in to another episode of The Big Scary Show. Storm here, your co-host and resident marking weasel, and boy have we got an episode for you. It's time to kick off the industry convention season, and we're going down to Houston, Texas to HauntCon to get it going. We've got some great interviews. We're talking to a lot of the vendors who are there. Brutal Rust, HauntX, Jerome from Hush Haunted Attraction, Joe Glenn from Zombie Skin, Dark Lights, When Hinges Creak. Hey, we might even find Ed Douglas from Midnight Syndicate down there. And we'll top it all off, as we always do, with as many conventions as we can. We talk to the organizers. We'll be talking with Leonard Pickle. We also got all your favorites. Deadline News, Badger's got what's going down on the industry for you. Cherry Vane, the Haunt Rocker, has got some kicking tunes for you throughout the show. The Unknown Scare Actor is going to have you face your fears. I'm going to rant about something. I don't even know what it is yet. That's how crazy it's going to be. Now, the Roundtable of Terror. I don't think we got time to do it this week. We're just not going to be able to do it. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because we got a big treat for you guys. You like Face Off? Yeah, knew you like Face Off. How about Eric Zapata, Heather Henry, Lainey Chantel, and Roy Roy? That's right, they're all on this episode of The Big Scary Show, so let's get this party rolling.
Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show opens for business March 20th through 23rd, 2014. At the America Center in downtown St. Louis. Transworld is the only industry trade show of its kind and is the place for anything haunt-related and open to any and all current and future haunt owners. We have everything you need to make your Halloween season a huge success. Transworld combines the products and knowledge of 300-plus exhibitors that you need to see. To register online or for the latest details, go to www.haashow.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the show that we love to give away fantastic prizes just for being a loyal listener to The Big Scary Show. That's right, it's time for the gruesome giveaway, this time for the month of January. sponsored by Screamline Studios. You know how this works. Sometime during the last show, we asked a question. The answer was found in the show. We had people email us, contest@bigscaryshow.com, and out of all the entries, we randomly selected this particular person who's on the line with us to see if they are a winner, potential winner. What's your name? Where are you from?
Rich Christensen from Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska. Excellent. Rich, you know how this works. You sent us a possible winning answer to the gruesome giveaway. We'll ask you what that is in just a second, but I do have a couple of legalities to get out of the way. A couple quick questions. Number one, have we contacted you in any way, shape, or form other than to tell you when to call in?
No.
Okay. Number two, have you influenced us in any way to up your chances of winning by bribery or other means?
I have not.
Excellent. We like to hear that. All right, without further ado, to see if you are the winner for the January's gruesome giveaway, the question was, on what holiday would Storm like to see a haunt open?
I believe the answer was Arbor Day.
You are absolutely correct. It was Arbor Day, spoken at the end of the Roundtable of Terror last time. Congratulations to Rich Christensen of Omaha, Nebraska. You are the January Gruesome Giveaway winner. Do you work for a haunt, own a haunt, do any kind of haunt-related work you'd like to give a quick plug to?
Run the Omaha Metro Haunters Twitter and Facebook pages. You can find those at facebook.com/OmahaMetroHaunters and twitter.com/OmahaHaunters. I also work for the Mystery Manor here in Omaha, 30 years running haunt here in town. And I do a little bit of work.
30 years is a big name, a big number.
Thank you. I also do a little work for Haunt Topic Radio, doing the Haunter's Toolbox segment.
Excellent. I'm familiar with Haunt Topic. Listen to it every chance I get. Like those guys. You guys do good work there. Well, anyway, congratulations once again to Rich Christensen of Omaha, Nebraska. You are the January winner for the gruesome giveaway. Stay on the line. We'll get some shipping information from you. And we'll be right back with the remainder of the Big Scary Show.
Thanks a lot, Drew.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live at HauntCon, Houston, Texas. And we have an update to Bear Gate with Tater. Tater, what's the update?
All right, look. Me and Jenna broke up. As we custody battle,
yes.
It was in the divorce settlement that Kanye the bear goes to its mother. However, I do, since she is redheaded, I have to pay in souls since she does not have one. So every month I have to harvest 3 souls as child support.
Maybe you can.
The mom always gets custody.
Well, this one doesn't have a soul. She's a ginger.
So Bear Gate may still be going. If you're willing to donate your soul to Tater, you can contact him via his Facebook page.
That's right. Yep. I will take all the souls. It's getting low here, you know. It's pickings are slim, you know.
And what would that Facebook page be?
Facebook.com/TEIGHTR.
There we go. So if you're willing to donate a soul to help him in his quest to end Bear Gate, contact him.
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Why don't you have on here?
Because he couldn't make the trip.
No.
Oh, well, we'll get into that in a little later.
All right.
Jerry Vane. Voodoo Doll from Bodies in the Bayou. A Big Scary Show exclusive.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here, live at HauntCon Houston, Texas, talking to vendors and all the cool kids out here. And I walk past what I have seen before many, many times. It is an awesome, awesome set. If you like your things dark, dirty, and rusty, you got to go see Brutal Rust. I have Aaron Ellisor from Brutal Rust. How are you doing?
Very good.
Tell us what's going on with Brutal Rust. First of all, tell us, what is Brutal Rust?
Brutal Rust is a paint that we manufacture, and it causes anything that you set it on, foam, PVC, wood. I even have a pair of Converse that I have rusted. And it is.
This is like magic, because you can't rust things without oxygen and right. It's iron, but Converse have no iron in them. Magic, right?
Oh, yes. Now we do also use a little bit of science. The activator that we make, it is a catalyst, so it causes it to oxidize faster. Our paint has iron particles in it, and what it is a very easy two-step process. You make sure the paint is well stirred, you stipple it on. It's kind of like a stabbing motion.
We like stabbing motions here.
Yes. After that, you just spray on the activator, then you can go watch a movie, go have dinner, and work on it.
Come back, bing, yeah. It's rusted.
Yeah. As soon as it's dry, it's rusted.
Awesome. And, you've got all this great stuff here. This looks like styrofoam or some sort of foam, and it just looks like an old, rusty old piece of slab iron you might find in a factory someplace. So, all this stuff would be great for factory, boiler rooms, exactly. Anything that you need dirty and rusty.
Yep.
So, what have you got coming out in time, maybe for Transworld or just beyond? You mentioned something with moss or something like that going on.
We are working on a moss product. It is still in the process. The owner of our company, Shane Torrens, he is currently not here, but... So basically the moss product, we want it to look and feel like moss, like the slime kind of factor.
But very good in a swamp room or yes. A trail or something like
yeah.
That.
Or like any place that has mildew and it just has,
nice.
Yeah. So we want to also work on like moss, I'm trying to think of what the other stuff is, mold and all that kind of stuff that starts growing on walls that you don't really want, but... It's not real, but...
But it looks real, and that's what's important. And the devil's in the details when it comes to a haunted house. Especially when haunters go through a haunted house, and all they want to do is stare at the walls, and they tap everything. It's like, I guess that is rust. So, for people interested in checking out the Brutal Rust paint and all the other cool things, the activators, catalogs, prices, and stuff like that, how can they get a hold of you?
We do have a website. It's brutalrust.com. You can also contact my stepdad on his personal cell phone number, which is the number that we use for our company. It is 832-640-8367.
Well, Aaron, it's been a pleasure speaking to you and checking out all this cool stuff. We look forward to seeing everything at Haunts from now on just covered in rusty stuff, even if it's not made of metal. Once again, brutalrust.com for everything rusting you need. My name is Drew Badger at HauntCon in Houston, Texas, and we are out.
Broadcasting to you from the darkest reaches of the earth, this is The Haunt Minute. And now, with this week's commentary, Storm.
Alright, so one of the biggest issues that the haunted attraction industry faces each year is the weather. We're always competing against it. It's always causing us trouble. It's about time the weather cooperated with us. And for once, it may have. Alright, Storm, what the hell are you talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Atlanta at the end of January, January 29th. Well, what happened? Well, they got 2 inches of snow and the whole place went nuts. Couldn't handle it. It's the South. You guys don't know how to handle it. I'm from New England. Yeah, I get 2 inches of snow. It's not I'm slowing down my errands for the day. I drive the same cars as you guys. Yeah, we got a couple more plows and some more salt. But, we don't go insane when a little bit of snow hits the ground. Throw our hands up off the wheels and just spin out of control. So, while most of us around the country got to watch and see Atlanta look like Godzilla was attacking the city, people trying to flee, stuck into places, stranded, and the highways looking like an actual episode of The Walking Dead, something else probably was occurring. That's right, you had a whole lot of people stranded at home, nothing to do, not knowing where to go, can't go anywhere, can't do anything, just stranded at home together with loved ones on January 29th. Now, everybody, jump into your blue boxes because we're going into the future 9 months. That's right, this snowstorm probably has caused a Halloween baby boom. Oh yeah, that means a whole lot more kitties are going to be having their birthday around Halloween. And you know what that makes? That makes more haunts, that makes more birthday parties, that makes more people into Halloween in general. So for once, thank you very much, Mother Nature. You have cooperated with the haunt attraction industry and, you know, just making things cooler in another, you know, 15, 20 years, whatever. But awesome. So until next time, keep every minute scary.
Tune in next episode for another Haunt Minute. And in the meantime, share your opinions on the Big Scary Show Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Scary Storm.
Hey, this is Josh Gates from Sci-Fi's Destination Truth, encouraging you to check out HauntMinute.com.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger live here at HauntCon and the Halloween Retail Show down here in Houston, Texas. I'm wandering around the retail show floor, and I run into a friend, no stranger to the show of all people, Mr. Ed Douglas, Midnight Syndicate. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, doing great.
How's the show treating you so far?
It's really good. It's been a very good year so far. A lot of people. There's a good energy here, and we're doing some business, which is always good.
Have you seen a lot of folks with the HauntCon badges walking around?
Oh, we have. I love it. I loved it. Absolutely loved it when the Halloween retail show and the haunt show were one. That was some of the best shows we've ever done. The most fun, most best energy on the floor of ever. And so just even the beginnings, getting that started again by having HauntCon, you know, in the same building as the Halloween retail show, is great. And I love it. I love it. It's been fantastic.
Excellent. Monsters and Legends been out in the stores and everything for a few months now, getting rave reviews, I hear.
Yeah, really. It's one of our most well-received discs. And Carnival Arcane, you know, was also pretty well-received. So it feels really good. But the feedback on Monsters Legend has been, like, overwhelming and really good. And so that's good. I'm glad that we hit a note with people, and they enjoy it, and we're getting already feedback from haunts telling us how they're planning on using it in this next season and
nice.
How they've used it last season, which is great.
So since that one's come out, are you writing for the next one now or anything coming down the pike that you care to share?
Well, some people know, we did launch that Kickstarter campaign last year.
I remember that.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was quite a big deal, and in the middle of that, we had another opportunity, as we called it, for the live show. And so we paused the Kickstarter campaign because this other opportunity would, you know, basically mean that we wouldn't have to ask people for their money a year in advance, and, you know, it was a much better deal all the way around, and still meant a live show in 2014. And then, as we just announced on our website, that opportunity has come to fruition, and we're just working out the details, and we'll be announcing something soon. But there will be a live Midnight Syndicate show in 2014.
So breaking news from the Halloween Haunt Retail Show and HauntCon, Midnight Syndicate will be performing live in the year 2014. Details to be announced at a later date.
Yes, and we'll try not to make it too much later. We're sorry to keep everybody waiting, but we're just trying to work out all the details, and then... we should have something to announce very, very, very shortly.
Congratulations on that, Ed. Thanks. I know that's been a long, long time in the coming. Where can people find that detail and that information when it comes out, other than the Big Scary Show?
Midnight Syndicate's Facebook page. We really do a lot on there. A great community over there. If you want to like us on Facebook, that's fantastic. And, of course, the Midnight Syndicate website, midnightsyndicate.com, or on Twitter.
Excellent. Ed, again, congratulations for giving us some really great news here. Hopefully we'll see you live on stage sometime in 2014. Of course, when details come out, we hope you'll tell the Big Scary Show. And this is Drew Badger live for the Big Scary Show down here in Houston, Texas, covering all the cool stuff. And I'm out.
how do you keep up with all your customers who are on the go? The answer, HauntApps.com. HauntApps is designed to provide your haunted attraction with a direct line of communication to your customers via the iOS or iPhone and Android applications. Some features you will find with HauntApps include customized branding with your attraction's logos, an interface that works for your needs, iPad enhancement for the iOS, audio-video playback, direct communication, and the option for online ticketing. Let HauntApps do all the hard work so you can concentrate on scaring the customers. That's HauntApps.com for your mobile application needs.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger out here live at HauntCon Houston, Texas, hanging out with all the cool kids and all the cool stuff like that. You know, we've had a very nice relationship with many, many folks from the TV show Face Off. You know, RJ's been no stranger to us. Roy, Tom Devlin's been on the show. First time we've had this gentleman on the show, Eric Zapata. How are you?
Doing good, sir.
Excellent. How has HauntCon been treating you so far?
HauntCon's been great so far. I'm having a really good time. We had a workshop today with me and Lainey Chantel, and we taught people how to do sculptures. Tomorrow we'll do mold making and then casting the next day, so it's been a lot of fun.
A lot of people just coming up, looking for autographs, pictures, and stuff like that as well?
Of course, yeah, always.
So, once the season ended, you know, you didn't win, I'm sorry, you know, but things like that. You know, shocking news, you know, what, I didn't? But no, since the season's been off, how has life been treating you? I mean, do you get offers from people, or are you just back to what you were doing before, or what has happened since the show went off?
Well, on a personal level, the show has really boosted my self-confidence in a lot of ways, but business-wise, it's done a lot as well. I mean, all any artist really wants is some exposure, right? So it's, of course, one of the best ways to expose an artist is to put them on the world stage and put them on television. So I'm really thankful for it in that respect, and it's opened a lot of doors as far as business ventures and opportunities go. And I've had people come in to knocking on my door and asking me to do makeups for their haunts, and I got a job in Germany last haunt season doing makeups for Europa Park in Rust, Germany, and there's been a lot of great opportunities that have come along with the show that I wouldn't have gotten, I don't think, otherwise.
Interesting. You went to Germany. Was that because of the show? I mean, is the show big in countries in Europe?
The show is actually not as big in Europe as it is in America, but it's what led to that were people that I met through the show. So a lot of the contestants, sometimes they have their own companies and effects companies, and they lead up their own projects. So I met a lot of working professionals through the show, and Alex McCoy, actually, who was on season 4 with me, her and her husband lead up that show. So she put in a good word for me, and her husband hired me on, and I got to go out there. So without the show, I really don't think I would have had a shot at that.
They're very fun. Any kind of dirt you can spill here? Anything you can, who really hated each other? Any kind of really cool dishing stuff?
Well, of course, everyone remembers Autumn Cook from season 4 of my season. She's a girl who gave me a little bit of trouble here and there, and we got teamed up about, I don't know, 3 times. Just a wee bit.
Just a wee bit.
So, yeah, we butted heads a bit, and so, of course, we were teamed up randomly, quote-unquote, 3 times. but that was a lot of fun, and I honestly learned a lot about myself personally with those experiences, being teamed up with people that you don't really have a lot of time to form any kind of working relationship, especially if you don't jive with them. So if it's somebody you don't get along with, or you just clash with in general, you're not really going to figure out your differences in, oh, I don't know, less than a day's worth amount of time, so... it's a TV show, so that's what it's all
do?
About.
Exactly. Do you still keep up with a lot of people, or are there people who've just kind of dropped off the face of the earth?
There's some people who drop off the face of the earth who weren't received as well, but, you know, it's all in how you want yourself to be received on the show. So however you act on the show, like, you know, some people aren't as positive about it afterwards, and they just kind of fade away, and that's their personal decision. I like to embrace the show. You know, it's helped me a lot, and, you know, you can stay in the limelight as long as you want. RJ's been doing it since season 2,
and
he does a great job of it, and there's a lot of people who love the show and who appreciate what it's done for them, and they like to stay afloat and meet the fans and stuff, because it's really, you know, without the show, we wouldn't have the opportunity to connect with people like this, and it's a really fun thing for us.
For people interested in following your career post-Face-Off, maybe get a little bit of information on what you do, upcoming con appearances, things like that, how can somebody get a hold of you, whether websites, social media, social networks, etc.?
Right. If you look up Eric Zapata, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram.
Are you verified?
Yes, excellent. I am.
Got to have that blue check, right?
Of course.
It's all about
course.
The blue check.
Yeah. And I also have my company in Austin, Texas, EZMUFX. I'm also part of another production company called Archimedes Media Lab. So we do genre filmmaking in Austin. Nice. And we have our own productions coming up. We'll be launching Kickstarters, and you can get updates on that through my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, that kind of thing. So keep up with our projects. Hopefully people will be kind enough to donate into them. They're very special effects heavy, very special effects driven. We have models, for landscape shots, and we have puppets and creatures in them, anything. Nice. We don't have a person outside of a makeup or a puppet, and we just like to shoot fantasy things. Excellent. So yeah.
Well, Eric, we'll wish you nothing but success in all your future endeavors. Good luck on this. Look for you at future cons. Hopefully you will continue to be a part of the show. RJ has been on, lots of times. Roy's been on a few times. A couple of others have been able to keep in touch. We hope you will do the same with us.
Absolutely. We'd love to.
Excellent. My name is Drew Badger here live at HauntCon Houston, Texas for the Big Scary Show, and I am out. Greetings, mortals, and anything else listening. Welcome to the Big Scary Show's Deadline News. We start out with this news on our 1900th like on Facebook. Congratulations to Ray Hoover from North Bay, Ontario, Canada, for being our 1900th like on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and please continue to do so and tell all your friends to do the same. Remember, every 100th like on Facebook gets a shout-out from the Big Scary Show. We have this international news from Pitch Black Haunted Attraction in Scarborough, England. Yes, we're back for 2014, and this year it's going to get a lot darker. We have so many plans for this year's Pitch Black with some new sections of the maze, and don't think you'll be getting a glow stick at the entrance. This year, you will receive one single glow stick halfway through the maze. New areas include the service lift and the loading dock. Porky's back, but this time it's personal. The one place to be this Halloween is taking a tour around the Pie Factory. More information coming soon at pitchblackhauntedhouse.co.uk or facebook.com/pitchblackhauntedhouse. We have this update from the Nashville Nightmare Haunted House in Nashville, Tennessee. For 2014, Nashville Nightmare Haunted House is proud to bring back one of the most infamous haunted houses in Nashville history, Horror High. We'll be renovating the basement underneath the college, which in the late 60s was known as the Madison Square Schoolhouse. The school was only open for 2 years until a fire closed it down, but most of the classrooms and other areas of the school are still intact. Horror High will cover over 14,000 square feet and be a great addition to the Nashville Nightmare property, alongside the main attraction, Night Terrors, which is also getting several upgrades for 2014. Nashville Nightmare 2014 will be the biggest, best, and longest indoor attraction in the Middle Tennessee area. See you this fall. For details, go to facebook.com/Nashville Nightmare Haunted House. We have this update from Days of the Dead, Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Christine McCorkindale to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening June 27th through 29th at the Wyndham Indianapolis West, making a very rare convention appearance and her first ever in the Midwest. Christine McCorkindale is best known for playing the wildly quilled Shauna Sassy in Clive Barker's cult classic Nightbreed. Christine McCorkindale joins Tawny Katane, Amelia Kincaid, Doug Bradley, Sybil Danning, Jen and Sylvia Soska, and Caleb Guss as part of our quickly growing guest roster for Days of the Dead's fourth Indianapolis show. Days of the Dead Indianapolis is just getting started as we plan to return to the city that started it all for our fourth year in a row. Stay tuned for more announcements set to come fast and furious, with a full website coming very soon. Vendor space for Days of the Dead Indianapolis are on sale now at our temporary page at daysofthedead.net/Indianapolis. We have news from Halloween Extreme 2015. The dates for Halloween Extreme have been announced, but it won't be until 2015. Those dates are May 15th through the 17th and will be held at the Doubletree by Hilton at the entrance to Universal Orlando, Florida.
Information can be found at HalloweenExtreme.com. The Big Scary Show will continue to bring you updates as they become available. We bring you this from the Zombie Run. Attention all zombie lovers. A deadly outbreak has occurred and zombies are spreading throughout the splintered remains of the U.S. Authorities have issued this list of locations that will be infected by the Zombie Run in 2014. Sources have confirmed the existence of three separate strains of the virus, which they have designated as the Zombie Run, the Zombie Run Extreme, and the Zombie Run Black Ops. Witnesses of these new strains have reported seeing hordes of zombies roaming among chemical spills, car crashes, treacherous obstacles, mud pits, smoke, fire, and more. In select locations, zombies have even been spotted at night. With the three versions of the Zombie Run spreading to so many locations in 2014, now is your best chance to experience the thrill and excitement of a zombie apocalypse firsthand. Register today for the Zombie Run, the Zombie Run Extreme, and the Zombie Run Black Ops. Good luck and Godspeed. Signed, the Zombie Run Team. For a list of cities hosting the Zombie Run in the year 2014, visit www.thezombierun.com. And speaking of zombies, we have this news on the West Virginia Zombie Fest. The Haunted Barn presents Zombie Fest West Virginia, Saturday, May 10th at Camp Virgil Tate in Charleston, West Virginia. Virgil Tate sounds a little like Crystal Lake. Interesting. In the morning, we will be presenting a 5K obstacle course run through a designated course through the woods. A couple of hours later, we'll be having a bicycle course through the woods. Cash prizes and awards will be given for both races. At 5 p.m., we'll be presenting our featured event, the Run of the Dead, followed by the Apocalypse After Party. Nothing will push a person more than 100 haunted barn zombies chasing after you. That's right, 100 zombies chasing after you attempting to steal your life flags. The first 1,500 people who pre-register for the Zombie Run get a free Zombie Run t-shirt and access to the Apocalypse After Party following the run. Check out our site after February 10th for pre-registry information. For more information, go to facebook.com/thehauntedbarn. We have this news from the Cutting Edge Haunted House in Fort Worth, Texas. Searching for things to do on Valentine's Day? Cutting Edge Haunted House announces a special Twisted Love Candlelight Valentine's Day presentation. Guests will explore the world's largest haunted house lit only by candlelight. Valentine's Day in Dallas-Fort Worth now has a twisted romantic alternative. Give that special someone something to scream about. For more information about this event happening February 14th and 15th, or to purchase tickets, visit facebook.com/cuttingedgehauntedhouse. We have this from Fright Manor in Indianapolis. Fright Manor Haunted House opens up Valentine's weekend on Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th, from 7:30 to 10 p.m. It's only $10 a person, cash only. Fright Manor is located at 2909 South Meridian Street in Indianapolis, Indiana. Forget the costly flowers and dinners. Bring your date to Fright Manor and get scared. It's something different to do. For more information, visit FrightManor.com. And finally, we have some news on a haunt for sale in Nashville, Tennessee, via Craigslist. Slaughterhouse Haunted Attraction is currently for sale. We have been a staple in the haunted house industry in Nashville, Tennessee for the past 28 years. And we're disassembling the haunt as this is posted. This posting will not last long, however, because once we get into the actual moving process and storage process, we will proceed with business as usual. So here's your chance. If you've ever wanted to get into the haunted house business, why not start with a well-known moneymaker? Just to be clear, we're not trying to upload an unsuccessful business. There's no way we could have done this for so long. Check our history. We've simply gotten older, and due to circumstances beyond our control, it's time to move on. What will you receive? Everything, including walls, props, about 50 life-size static props from companies like Ghost Ride Productions, Gore Galore, Creepy Collections, Distortions, etc. Animatronics like a Scare Factory Impaler, an electric chair from Distortions, a Bedulator from Scare Factory, a giant spider lunge from Dark Raven, a She Blaster from Scare Factory, special effects, set decor, and sound. Also included is a 45-foot semi-trailer, all electrical, two large air compressors, all air hoses, all costumes, masks, makeup, tons of tools, banners, barriers, road cones, inventory of past t-shirts and posters, concession equipment, including pizza machine, hot dog machine, nacho warmer, popcorn machine, and two full-size refrigerators. Three couches for break room area, two regular and one sectional. And the list goes on and on. More importantly, you are also purchasing our history, 28 years of history. All logos, banners, signage, photos, websites, URLs, which include about 10, will be at your disposal. What's not included? A building. You will be required to move and store all items and find an appropriate facility to perform a haunted attraction, outdoor or indoor. Indoor is more involved and definitely more codes-oriented. They'll field any questions, but they will not piece this haunt out. Serious inquiries only, please. You can text 615-975-0997 or search for them on the Nashville, Tennessee Craigslist or visit slaughterfest.com.
Remember, folks, if you have news about the haunt, horror, or Halloween industry, please send it to us at news@bigscaryshow.com and we'll get it on the air. No news is too big or too small. This concludes this edition of the Big Scary Show's Deadline News.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live, Houston, Texas at HauntCon. And, you know, it never fails that we get to one convention, we start talking to all the people, and we find out about another convention. And we have mentioned it before on the Big Scary Show and the Big Scary News about a new convention, sort of a new convention. It went away and then it came back. Haunt X out in Reno, Nevada. A little bit of West Coast convention action going on. Found Steve Kohlberg was going to be out here in Houston. We said, let's get together. So we are. Steve, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. You came to us a few weeks ago saying, you know, let's talk a little bit about Haunt X, maybe do a little cross promotion. I said, absolutely. Let's talk at HauntCon. So for the people who may not have heard the newscast or heard the blurbs about Haunt X, what is Haunt X?
Haunt X is a haunt convention show for pro haunters and home haunters of all kinds. We're trying to also appeal to the local Halloween enthusiasts. The show is May 9th through 11th in Reno, Nevada. Host hotel is Circus Circus Reno.
Is there a casino in Circus Circus?
You have to walk past the slot machines to get to the convention center. Surprise, surprise.
I am very surprised at that. Please continue.
Our show is a mix of education, trade show, and after-hours entertainment. Thursday, we're doing pro-level all-day classes, followed by a paranormal tour in nearby Virginia City. So you'll be dealing with genuine 1800s vintage hotels and ghosts with a little bit of luck.
Very cool. You know, your average haunter in Illinois or Pennsylvania or Texas or, you know, New York may not ever get a chance to go out to a real quote-unquote ghost town out west. This sounds really intriguing.
It should be a great time. We've made arrangements with professional paranormal explorers to lead paranormal investigations. We sort of a combination of saloon crawl, if you will, and paranormal adventure. So by end of the evening, I'm pretty sure everyone will be seeing something or another.
You know, haunters are so known for their being sober and temperance and all that, right? Oh, there won't be any of that going on, I have a feeling.
No, I'm sure there'll be no seeing things.
Especially not in a casino town like Reno either.
Exactly. So Saturday is... We have a convention trade show. We also will be running classes throughout the day. And then that evening, we're having a vampire-themed pub crawl
nice.
In the city of Reno.
I bet you get a good Bloody Mary at that, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
Bada-bing.
Sorry, yes.
Sorry.
So, yes, and everyone's encouraged to go out in makeup. And there are drink specials. And we'll have a special sub-circuit of the pub crawl for our attendees. We're also going to have a scavenger hunt for our attendees where vendors are donating prizes. Everyone ends up back at the hotel for a big event slightly after midnight, and we give away prizes. And hopefully enough people will be okay to attend the Saturday show as well.
Excellent. And so this is turning out more like a HauntCon type convention, a Midwest, a national, a West Coast type haunters convention, vendors, classes during the day, tours and things like that.
Exactly. Just a ton of fun for everyone who loves.
As opposed to like a horror con, like where you bring in a bunch of celebrities and vendors and
signing autographs and stuff.
That's correct. Now, we're very much a haunting nuts and bolts show. You'll come, you'll learn, and you'll have a ton of fun.
Can you give us a list of maybe some of the vendors that are confirmed or some of the list of classroom teachers that will be coming out and putting on programs and things?
Sure. I'm very pleased with the people who've committed so far. Hotwire Foam Factory, EFX Tech, Pache, Airbrushes. I'm completely drawing a blank. Damn it.
You don't have your list with you, I know that. But you did mention a couple of people who might be coming out and teaching classes, and it's not going to be like tombstone making or sock mask making. You're talking more, as you say, nuts and bolts, hardcore class teaching.
Correct. What we're shooting for, the level of education we're shooting for, is pro haunt and on the belief that home haunters can utilize the same techniques that pros have been using for years. We'll be teaching production makeup. We will be teaching set design, scare tactics, distressing techniques, stuff that is pretty much universally used in the haunt community. Our opening proposition is we're not going to teach down to anybody. We're going to teach up to everyone.
That's a great thing. Other than the paranormal tours and the big secret surprise, something happening at midnight there, what other kind of, shall we say, social events and things might you have going on?
Well, in addition to the paranormal tour and the pub crawl, Saturday night we're doing a huge costume ball where we're involving a community in that. We are cross-marketing with Yelp and the local zombie pub crawl. So we're anticipating a major costume ball. We've rented the Reno Ballroom, which is just a beautiful facility that's just a block and a half away from the hotel. So it should be a crazy Saturday night party.
And then, of course, everything continues on Sunday. Granted, people are actually waking up and not stumbling around like zombies.
Exactly. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we've completely run out of space in the Circus Convention Center, and we're putting a demonstration haunt in the parking structure across the street.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Someone's going to actually build a haunted house for people to go through.
Exactly. What we managed to do is, in Reno, there are three existing haunted attractions who are seasonal. But what we did was cut a deal with them that they were going to break down, before they packed up, they broke down their attraction, and it'll be lending us flats and actors, pneumatics, and then we're going to offer that to our vendors as a product display environment on top of that. Sunday, we're also doing a graveyard sale, kind of tradition at these shows for the vendors to clear out merchandise.
Sure.
On the West Coast, I've also been talking to, we have a number of major year-round Halloween stores and distributors in the L.A. area, and I'm basically billing it as a clearance sale for those guys. So we should have a ton of inventory for the graveyard sale.
So this will be a cash and carry show as well?
Very much so. The vendor, absolutely, we anticipate that vendors attending, we're advising them to be sure that they can deal with a big cash and carry show. The other thing is we're opening up the trade show floor on Saturday and Sunday to the general public in Reno. So, and it's like a $7 admission price.
Oh, that's cheap.
Exactly. So we're going to promote the heck out of it in the town. We'll get the locals out who like Halloween. So I anticipate it'll be a super strong cash and carry sale.
Excellent. So for people wanting information on Haunt X, Reno, Nevada, May 9th through the 11th, 2014, at the Circus, which is probably the best kid-friendly casino in Reno of all places. How can they get information, find out ticket sales, see the list of vendors, see the list of people coming in to teach, register for these classes, register for the tours, vampire pub crawl, and all that great stuff that is Haunt X?
Come visit the website, www.hauntx.com, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/HauntX, and you'll get updates as we post them.
Fantastic. Steve Kohlberg, of HauntX, thank you so much for taking the time to come to Houston to HauntCon and speak to the Big Scary Show with me, yours truly, Drew Badger, and we are out.
Are you a fan of the alternative lifestyle? Do you like horror films and gaming reviews? How about Drop Dead Gorgeous Ladies? If you answered yes, then you need to check out Stiff Mag. Stiff Mag is a bi-monthly horror alternative culture and entertainment publication that features our horror film reviews, our Tech from the Crypt and Graveyard Gaming features, killer reading, literary features, music reviews, columns, and of course our beautiful Graveyard Girls. For subscription information, visit stiffmag.com. That's stiffmag.com.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger down here in Houston, Texas at HauntCon, chatting with all the cool kids, so they say, and all the high-profile stars and vendors and everything. And I'll be honest with you, we've talked to an awful lot of face-off people. We have some strange connection to Season 2 and Season 3. Roy, RJ, Bray, House, Becky, just tons and tons of people that have been on these seasons. But we've never, ever talked to Heather Henry. Until right now. Heather Henry, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you.
Now, since the show's been off, you know, I know you've done makeup for many, many years prior to, but you appear to have started this new company that seems to do some really cool animal-themed stuff. What's going on with this?
About 2 years ago, I started a company called High Noon Creations. We make, actually, fake bodies for haunted houses and movie productions. But at this convention at HauntCon, I'm selling mostly skull masks. So they've got goat skulls, ram skulls, bird skulls, human skulls.
It's really cool. And,
also
you know,
got bear skulls, but I'm already sold out of bear skulls.
So people have been coming up here and saying, I need a bear skull for my haunted house?
No, they just like them. They just see them and see, you know.
You got to wonder about the mentality of somebody that just comes up and says, I need a bear skull. I'm not telling you why. Oh, well, if you must know, it's for my haunt, but otherwise I just want to walk around in a bear skull.
Yeah, it can hurt. I don't know. They look cool.
They do look cool. And things have been successful with that?
Yeah, pretty successful. I still do mostly TV and film and commercials and photo shoots, but this is like my side business, and it's about half of my income, so it's pretty good.
Very nice. So for people interested in learning more about High Noon Creations and checking out the body parts of various animals, including skulls, how can they get a hold of that or find out more information?
I have highnooncreations.com, or also my Facebook page is High Noon Creations, and I have an Etsy site for High Noon Creations.
You are the first person that we've ever interviewed that's had an Etsy site for this kind of stuff. So that's absolutely cool. You know, everyone's selling jewelry and little trinkets and baubles, and you've got skulls. That's freaking awesome.
They sell weird stuff on there. If you've ever gone into weird, they have a whole category that's just weird.
I'm afraid to.
There might be like sculptures out of boogers or something that somebody's selling. So.
I'm almost going to leave it at that, but I do want to ask, do you have any other convention appearances coming up in the next few months that people may want to come and meet you and check out your makeup demos and things?
See, I'll be doing demos and teaching classes at the Sci-Fi Expo in Dallas on February 8th and 9th, and then I'll be at AllCon sometime in the beginning of March. I don't remember the exact dates, and that's also in Dallas, and then I'll be at Transworld in St. Louis, and then I'll be... Where else will I be? Texas Frightmare Weekend in Dallas. A lot of them in Dallas, obviously.
Lots of Texas-related stuff, yeah. So, and also, is there a way that...
I just got back from Albuquerque, so...
That's not in Texas.
It's not.
But for people who want to get a hold of you now, maybe a Facebook, social media, website, or anything like that, that's not highnooncreations.com, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you could try to find me as Heather Henry on Facebook, but there's probably like 40,000 of us on there, so... That might be tricky.
Look for Heather Henry in Dallas with the bear skulls surrounded by a picture, right?
Probably. Or go to High Noon and then find me on there. That's since there's only one High Noon Creations on Facebook.
Very, very good. Heather, it's been a pleasure to speak to you here on The Big Scary Show. I wish you nothing but success in the future endeavors.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. My name is Drew Badger here live at HauntCon, Houston, Texas, and we are out.
Red Pro Design. Body Freezer. On The Big Scary Show.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger out here live, Houston, Texas, at HauntCon, talking to all the cool kids, the vendors, the haunt owners, and all that. And for if you were one of the multi-dozens of folks that came up to Michigan last year and went to an all-day workshop with Alan Hopps, myself, Michael Edwards, Bart Butler, who are all in Texas, ironically, except for myself, you would have had a great time at that training seminar. And I had a guy come up to me yesterday and said, "Hey, man, you were at this training seminar in Michigan, weren't you?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "I was there, and it was cool." And I was like, "Oh, God, I got a fan, so I got to go talk to him." I got Jerome Helton here from Michigan. How are you, Jerome?
Oh, I'm fantastic, man.
And you own or work for Hush Haunted Attraction. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is it's an odd name. You don't normally hear it. It's usually spooky this, scary that, terror this, of terror, of doom, whatever. Why the name Hush, and what's it all about? It's kind of a little different thing.
That's right. We wanted to get away from the traditional haunt, and we wanted to do a little something different and just get those people that always want some storylines. They want some new excitement going on. So what we started coming up with was a whole storyline of sequels, and then we decided to, hey, you know what? This makes a great haunt. Let's start doing these sequels. And so we came out with top secret things and stuff, and we go, why don't we just... You know, we kept saying, you know, don't talk about it. Don't tell everybody what we're doing. And we just Hush. And I said, hey.
That's kind of interesting.
Why don't we call it Hush? And then so and every time we went
so
around.
So it's not a silent haunt where you just hear little whispered voices as you walk through or something.
Oh, no. You're going to actually hear all kinds of stuff depending on the theme that we're going to choose. Every year we're going to try to do something different. So that way we keep it fresh and exciting all the time. And,
nice.
You know, and we're going to Hush about it.
But so you can't tell us anything. Well, I guess the interview's over then, right?
Well, I can tell you what we did last year. Last year was fantastic. It was a kickoff of Hush, and basically we started that storyline and opened up, and we left a lot of in-your-window type things. You know, you ever watch, like, movies, and they just kind of leave you hanging open for the sequel 2 and 3 and 4. Well, we kind of did that for our haunt. And this year, now coming back 2014, we got Hush the Corporation.
So this is going to be like some kind of conspiracy kind of thing, sort of, it sounds like.
I'm going to say, I could tell you this, it's going to be a cross between something like Resident Evil slash all these other things that are in there, conspiracy. Oh, yeah, you bet.
Do you get, like, free tinfoil to wrap your head around when you go in?
Well, some guys might have that on.
Nice. For information on this is really intriguing, and you're up in where in Michigan?
We are up in Westland, Michigan.
Okay, how far is that from anything?
We're pretty local, right outside of downtown. Well, not downtown Detroit, but we're in the local areas there. So, you know,
a lot of good
15, 20
area.
Minutes. Oh, yeah, there's tons
of. But you're
around.
Different from all of them, right?
Well, we are different, and we like that.
For information on Hush Haunted Attraction out there in Michigan, how can people get a hold of you, or can they get a hold of you because you're keeping it all kind of hush?
We can go to hushdetroit.com. And you can check that out. We're going to have updates on videos, some little things. And we're actually getting a whole new, some ideas we're going to put up there.
Nice.
for the rest of the year to get people involved between now and the haunt season.
Nice. Well, Jerome Helton, thank you for coming here and talking to us about Hush. I can't talk any more about it because otherwise I'll have people following me. But anyway, it just goes to show you never know who you're going to run into at HauntCon, even down in Houston, Texas. My name is Drew Badger, Big Scary Show, and I am out.
In a world of generic one-size masks.
Ugh, this mask is too tight for my head. I can't see.
Where you don't have time to wait to be scared.
You're taking too long. Just throw something on and get to your scene.
Darkest Fears Unlimited. Masks, props, and blood that will make your haunt scary.
All right, this mask fits perfect, and parts of it are even pulsating. Finally, I'm gonna scare every night.
DarkestFearsUnlimited.com.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger out here live at HauntCon in Houston, Texas. We are talking to vendors. We are talking to haunt owners and all sorts of cool stuff. Why, look who just happened to walk up here. It is Joe Glenn, makeup artist extraordinaire and owner of Zombie Skin, zombie-skin.com. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Always good to see you guys.
It is great to see you. It's been a few months at least since we've talked and everything, but I understand Zombie Skin has got something new coming down the pike.
Yeah, and this... Well, you guys are getting the word first, just like when we introduced Zombie Skin. You guys were there first, too.
Breaking news on Zombie Skin from the very beginning. What's the breaking news here on Zombie Skin for 2014?
At Transworld, we're going to debut our flesh tone version of Zombie Skin. It's going to be like an alabaster, almost pinkish white, very easy to cover. Just get over the harsh white of the product as it dries and make it easy for everybody. A lot of body painters are using it now, so they want a little flesh tone. Now it even makes faster work at haunted houses if they're just doing flesh and want to splatter it with blood.
So they don't even have to do the touch-up. Right. Hopefully the skin will match close enough. Might not work along for certain people with that, but you know that could be something going down the pike.
Hopefully. I mean, we've grown a lot, and thanks to people and the support we get from our friends like Big Scary Show.
Oh,
and
stop.
No, it's true. It's true. So, yeah, things have been doing really good.
So, Transworld, you'll be debuting and rolling out this flesh-toned zombie skin product. Now, for the people who don't know exactly what zombie skin is, how about enlightening us in 30 seconds?
It's an ammonia-free latex, first off, so you don't have that harsh ammonia smell. And the best part about it is it dries super fast off air and body heat. So when you get, and it has the consistency of whipped cream or whipped butter, so it's super easy to work with. Spatula it on, thin coats, little goes a long way. By the time you're done, like 4 or 5 people, you go back to the first one, start peeling it and working on it, have someone hit it with an airbrush, knock so much time out. No more tissue paper, no more paper towels or whatever you're using to do build-ups. It's here.
As a testimonial, I will say, as the owner of the Charlotte Zombie Walk, I have done, no lie, I've done 34 people in 1 hour using zombie skin, putting them up in full zombie makeup. It's like you said, I do it, I do another person, I do another person, I go back and I start painting. So it's really, really fast, it really does work, and I heartily endorse zombie skin.
We appreciate that. You have no idea what stuff like that means to us.
So for people who want information on zombie skin, ordering, catalogs, all that cool stuff, and more information on the new flesh tone rollouts, how can they get a hold of you?
Zombie-skin.com. Real simple. Email me. I'm on Facebook, Facebook Joe Glenn, or Facebook Zombie Skin FX. Find us, like us, and we always do something. We always have something going on.
Absolutely. Zombie-skin.com here at HauntCon with Joe Glenn. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
How do you keep up with all your customers who are on the go? The answer? HauntApps.com. HauntApps is designed to provide your haunted attraction with a direct line of communication to your customers via the iOS or iPhone and Android applications. Some features you will find with HauntApps include customized branding with your attraction's logos, an interface that works for your needs, iPad enhancement for the iOS, audio-video playback, direct communication, and the option for online ticketing. Let HauntApps do all the hard work so you can concentrate on scaring the customers. That's HauntApps.com for your mobile application needs.
Hello everybody, Drew Badger down here live in Houston, Texas at HauntCon, talking to all the celebrities, all the cool kids, so to speak. And you know, we talk to a lot of face-off people. They love us, we love them. Never had this one on the show, though. This is Lainey Chantal, season that just ended. How are you doing, Lainey?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's How's HauntCon been treating you?
It's really cool. It's actually my first convention where I've been able to have a booth. I've never taught a class before, and I'm teaching with Eric Zapata, so that's really cool. And I've been doing some demos for next door at the Halloween Party Expo, which has been fun.
The Halloween Expo, obviously going on at the same time, walking over there, people recognizing you, saying, hey, nice to meet you, shaking hands over there as well?
Yeah, pretty much everywhere I go in here. It's kind of cool. I never really thought that many people watch the show, so it's cool to know that there are fans of me out there. It's cool to inspire people.
Well, the people who do this stuff are very much the big fans of Watch the Show. My kids love the show, and they when I heard that they, or I told them I was going to go down there, they're like, was Lainey going to be there? Well, my son said that. I was like, yeah. Like, cool. So you do have fans of all demographics. Since you left the show, since the season's ended, what has changed? What have you been getting offers pouring in? Have people been coming in and saying, you know, come to my convention or come work on this with me? What's been going on?
It's been really cool. Like, since I've been on the show, it obviously gave me exposure. So I have been getting a lot more job offers, but my favorite thing ever to do is work in an effects lab. I just love just being able to relax, listen to music I want to, and just sculpt and mold and et cetera. Like, that's where my heart is. However, I do love doing application makeups. I love going on set. It's a little slow right now, the industry is. But I've been working with Miranda Jory a lot, doing demos with her. She's extremely amazing. I've been working at Eric Fox's lab a lot. I've been working at McGee FX, and I also am seasonal over at Universal Studios Hollywood doing their character makeups.
Oh, very nice. So you're keeping up with a lot of the cast.
Yeah, I think it's really cool to cast a face-off. It's literally one big family. We live with each other for up to 3 months, and it's just really cool, like, how quickly someone can become your best friend.
Nice. You're going to be at Days of the Dead in Atlanta in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
And where else will you be appearing over, say, the next 3 to 4 months?
I'm going to be at Motor City Nightmares up in Detroit, which is where I'm from, so that will be really cool. I'm also going to be at somewhere in Portland, Oregon.
Is it West Coast Haunters or
Wizard? Yeah, West Coast Haunt, that is. Yep.
Be doing a makeup demo up there as well?
I think I'm going to be working with Roy possibly on a makeup demo, and I know we're going to be doing a judging on a Halloween costume contest.
Very nice. Ed Roberts and them folks are very, very nice up there. So be sure to give West Coast love from the Big Scary Show.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Lainey, it's been a pleasure having you here. We hope this is not the last time you'll be on our show. We hope to chat with you many more times down the road.
Thank you.
Once again, Drew Badger here live with the Big Scary Show down at HauntCon, and I am out.
CreepyCollection.com, the most disturbing, realistic, handmade props and animatronics for the horror industry. Now featuring FearFlex technology. Voted best zombie props of 2011 and 2012. CreepyCollection.com, for all your gore and more.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here live, HauntCon, Houston, Texas, checking out all the cool stuff, talking to all the vendors and all the people there for. And this gentleman is no stranger to our show. Been on here a few times, Mr. Quan Gan from Darklight, all your tiny spotlight, mini spotlight, little bitty spotlight, micro, nano, whatever you want to call them. Really cool lighting products. Quan, how you doing?
Good. Doing great. I love the show.
We had a great HauntCon so far. I see a lot of people been hanging around checking out the new stuff you got for 14.
Yeah, we kind of changed our exhibit this year a little bit to keep it more open so people can flow through it and browse the stuff. A little bit less organized in terms of how we place the products. We just kind of put it on the table and people can play with it almost like Legos.
Nice. I noticed you've got this nano spotlight thing that you've got here. What is going on with this?
So the nano spot is something that we exclusively manufacture through for Fright Props. Doug Anderson, he's our distributor over there. So it's a very tiny device. It's pretty much the smallest light in the industry that's able to really pinpoint some of these precision types of props, where maybe you might have a skull or a book on a bookshelf that you want to highlight, little elements like that.
What kind of a size are we talking about here? I mean, I'm holding a pencil right here. How big compared to a standard pencil?
I would say the fixture is smaller than a Tootsie Roll.
Wow. That's tiny, and I've got a Tootsie Roll right here in this container. So
a small Tootsie Roll.
And how big of a beam of light can it illuminate, or how big an area?
Well, it's not designed for super intense illumination, so right. We would say typically within a 5-foot range, you should be able to see that in a haunted house application.
Nice. And lighting is everything when it comes to haunted houses.
It absolutely is, because lighting is your primary your sight is your primary sense. So when when you go into a haunted house, your vision is going to be the most important thing before many of the other senses coming in when you scare somebody.
Sure.
So for people wanting to get some information on the new stuff you've got coming out, check out the whole range and all the stuff coming out maybe in time for Transworld so they can get their orders in or to just catch you online or something like that, how can they go about doing so?
They can go to our website, which is www.darklightsystem.com, or they can go through our distributor, frightprops.com.
Excellent. So frightprops or darklightsystem.com. Quan, a pleasure again. Congratulations on another successful HauntCon here in Houston, Texas. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out. And ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the show where you have the opportunity to win a great prize courtesy of Screamline Studios because it is now the February Gruesome Giveaway. You know how this works. We're going to ask you a question, and the answer is in the current show, so listen carefully. And if you think you know what it is, send us an email to contest@bigscaryshow.com with your name, your number, and, of course, the answer. So without further ado, the question for the February Gruesome Giveaway is... how many ex-Face-Off members are on the current show? Remember, if you think you know that answer, email us your name, number, and the answer to contest@bigscaryshow.com before Monday, February 17th at midnight, and you could be randomly selected to come on the show and see if you're a winner. Once again, thank you, Screamline Studios, for these great prizes. Go to ScreamlineStudios.com and check out all their stuff. Keep listening, and good luck. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger out here live at HauntCon Houston, Texas, talking to all the cool kids, all the vendors, all the people attending, and, of course, the internationally famous celebrities, stars of TV and all that good stuff. Why, look who just showed up. It's Roy Woolley from Face Off, very, very famous, very, very talented makeup artist and star of two seasons. How you doing, Roy?
Doing good, Drew. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How is HauntCon treating you so far?
HauntCon has been fantastic. This is my first time to come to HauntCon, and it's just been just a great crowd and just a lot of fun.
You got a makeup seminar coming up, I believe, today, tomorrow, something like that?
Actually, tomorrow I have a foam weapons class coming up, so really anxious to do that. It actually sold out faster than any other class in HauntCon history.
Fancy that, you know. It's just like people just want to make things that they can pretend to stab people with.
That's right.
So, how's things been going since, you know, everybody knows season 5 ended, you know, a few weeks, a few months ago, and things have happened. How has this ending of season 5 been different from season 3 when you were on there then?
It's been a lot busier since the end of season 5. You know, I mean, it ended right, you know, at the end of the Halloween season, but... just being on there, I've gotten, like, so many offers. I mean, I've been working on the Hunger Games that's been shooting in Atlanta. And I've been working on the Vampire Diaries in their paint department. It's just been insane. It's been nonstop. I haven't slept since they announced the cast for season 5.
Sleep is for the dead, right?
That's right. Yeah, I will sleep whenever I'm dead.
So, but, I mean, have you been getting offers for personal appearances, conventions, and things like that as also in addition to the TV and movie work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have somebody that does my bookings for me, and they have me booked on at least 12 this year, and there's like 6 that are pending. So, wow. Yeah, the dance card's getting filled up pretty quick.
It's probably a world of difference than it was, say, even just 3 years ago when you were doing makeup at a particular haunt in Atlanta and working on your own effects company and things like that.
Yeah, the world has definitely changed in the last 2 years. Since going on Face Off the first time, but you know, doing it for the second time, it's just been... I used to be able to take it and come to these conventions and just walk around and see things. Now I can't go 5 feet, you know. But I wouldn't trade it for anything. I mean, the fans are just... they're incredibly generous and everything, so it's they're extremely nice. I haven't met anybody rude yet. Everybody's just been fantastic.
And now for the big question, how does the wife feel about all this?
She likes it at the cons, but whenever we're out trying to have a nice dinner, you know, kind of gets irritated just a little bit when her fans come. It's like, oh, I love you on the show and everything. It's you know, it's hard to be normal like we used to be able to be.
Sure. You got to trade something, so, you know, enjoy it while it lasts, right? They say fame is fleeting, but, you know, with a man of your talents, I'm sure you'll probably have it going for at least a good long time.
Well, you know, they say everybody gets their 15 minutes, and after doing face-off shots, I think I'm getting like an extra 15, so I'm going to try to my best to make the most of it.
Excellent. You got anything coming up in, say, the next 3-6 months, say March, April, into that you know of?
I know February I've got Days of the Dead Atlanta.
I'll see and, you there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, then I have a Paracon in San Francisco on the USS Hornet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
You going to do any ghost hunting?
You know, I've done some ghost hunting in the past, and yeah, actually probably will. We actually did a shoot in last March in Jacksonville, and the house we stayed in was haunted.
Oh, cool.
So we heard ghosts walking down the hallway all the time. And other than that, I know I have something. We have Transworld coming up in March. You know, just there's shows all over the place. I'll try to get a listing somewhere and get it posted on my Facebook or something. So
why that's a perfect segue. What would that Facebook and any other particular social medias, websites, and other things be where your fans can get a hold of you for, you know, personal appearances and anything Roy Woolley?
Well, the Facebook page is Roy Woolley FX, and also that's the website, which is RoyWooleyFX.com. It has been updated in over a year because I have a really crappy webmaster. So anybody out there wants to take it and take the job of controlling my webpage, contact me. Let me know.
You heard it first here. Roy Woolley needs a webmaster, so you can send all your inquiries to his Facebook page, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then Instagram and Twitter is also just Roy Woolley FX.
Well, Roy, again, nice to take a few minutes out of your busy schedule to come talk to the Big Scary Show. Wish you all the best in the future endeavors. We'll see you in 2 weeks, Days of the Dead. And let's see some more good things coming down the road from you.
Thanks a lot, Drew. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Once again, Drew Badger here live at HauntCon Houston, Texas for the Big Scary Show, and I am out.
Sam Haynes, All Hallows on the Big Scary Show.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger live at the Big Scary Show out here, Houston, Texas, at HauntCon. Talked to this gentleman at Transworld last year. Had a lot of really, really cool stuff. You know, you got those people that just design everything from the ground up, and the attention to detail is amazing. But you can't always find a great wall socket or a great doorknob or a great hinge to complete that extra detail. Well, a guy like this, Alex Lohman from When Hinges Creak at whenhingescreak.com, absolutely can provide that cool stuff. Alex, good to see you again after
good
about a year.
Good to see you again. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about some of the stuff we talked about last year, the hinges, the accessories that you would have for a lot of your set designs.
Well, we're still making hinges, padlocks, electrical outlets, light switches, freezer handles, all that kind of stuff. Our new stuff this year is we're releasing an elevator panel.
I like that.
That's you got 14 floor buttons, up, down, button, you know, multicolored.
Oh, you do have a 13th floor, ironically enough. A lot of real ones don't.
There was a lot of debate on whether or not to put a 13th floor on there, and we kind of felt like we would be cheating people if we skipped it.
So anybody with a elevator would just absolutely go crazy with one of
those. That's kind of what these were designed for, was elevator people. We also have the external call button for the, you know, your up, down selection. Plus another set of gauges that we released this year. We have a new Doomsday panel. If you need to end the world,
oh sure,
see
like
a little
that.
Red button on there. You can press this and start, stop, heavy equipment type switches.
And the vacuum tubes are here. This is stuff that you don't see everywhere. You can walk through a great haunted house and you know something like this just absolutely caps it, because you know haunters like us, we look for detail.
Look
we walk
detail.
Around the house and we're like, oh, that was great, but boy, he had shiny new brass hinges on that door. And this is supposed to be a Victorian-era mansion. So, man, yeah. They should have had some rust. They should have had some distress, some corrosion or something. But you've got all that. You've got, like, Victorian-era-looking stuff, like the locks here. They don't look like master lock. You got just really cool wall panels and light sockets here. I mean, are these based off of real designs or things like that,
yeah.
Or is all this stuff you came up?
When electricity was new in houses, this was the sort of electrical outlet you would have. And then this was the next series. This all had surface mount wiring. They used this in the 30s. And then by the time the 40s came around, this is what they were using.
So for ultimate theming stuff.
And then by the 70s, you got into a solid plug
sure.
like this.
Which we're using today. So that's
whatever era you're in, we've got stuff that's relatively appropriate for what you're doing.
Does this stuff actually function? Can you actually put a box behind this and actually use it for plug-in for stuff?
Technically, because you have to have a UL rating for anything used for that. So
okay.
Now, for what it's worth, I still get red tagged every year by my fire marshal for having these because we don't have the safety plugs in them.
Yeah, lovely.
Something else new we're doing this year is we're offering all of our parts in nude. So if somebody wants to buy it unfinished at a severely discounted rate,
okay.
We can just pop them out of the molds and then send them. Because really, a lot of what we have to do that's time consuming is our finish work.
Sure.
And if somebody wants to do that themselves, then that's not a problem.
Save you a bunch of money and
absolutely.
Do it yourself. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Now, I see this right here. It says coming soon, pipe flanges. I assume coming soon means in time for Transworld?
Yeah. They will be done, actually, probably even before Transworld a little bit if they want to check the website. But we're going to have pipe flanges in 1-inch, 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch, 6-inch. I'm hoping 8 and maybe even 12-inch.
So for anybody that's got sewer scenes or anything with a lot of piping, these would be really, really cool.
Yes.
For people interested in looking at the catalog or checking out the products from vacuum tubes to door hinges to, you know, just stuff for your ultimate detailing, how can they get a hold of you again?
They can go to whenhingescreak.com or they can send us an email at whenhingescreak@gmail.com.
And then could you do custom work for anybody?
Absolutely. Yeah, they can contact us and let us know what it is they want. Or if they have an item and they just need multiples of that item, we can work a deal with that as well. Sometimes if we have a good original, it's very easy to make multiple copies for somebody.
Excellent. You know, there's a very famous saying, the difference between men and animals is our ability to accessorize. So anytime you need some super high detailed accessories for your haunt, whether you've got a Victorian mansion, a warehouse, a slaughterhouse, a sewer, anything needing 30s and 40s here, vacuum tubes, the elevator, all this cool stuff, whenhingescreak.com. Alex Lohman, great to have you back on the Big Scary Show. My name is Drew Badger. We are in Houston, Texas at HauntCon, and we are out. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger down here live at HauntCon 2014, Houston, Texas. We're having a great time talking to all the big names out here, all the small names, all the medium names, vendors, haunt owners, attendees, having a great time. But you know, I can't go to a haunt con or any other convention without at least getting a few words with the organizer. So I have Mr. Leonard Pickle right here next to me. Leonard, Given what I've seen so far, your experiment tying in with the retail show, having it in January of all things, staying in Texas another year, a lot of people were like, this is either going to make or break HauntCon. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? I've seen a lot of people here. I've seen a lot of people at the parties. I've seen a lot of people walking the show floors, taking classes. To me, just from a neutral standpoint, it looks like it's been successful.
Oh, it's been a huge show for us. We really like January. We'll never move out of January. The show's been huge.
That breaking news that's official now, you can tell us you'll never
move out of... Absolutely, absolutely. We also, we'll never change the days. Because we are going in conjunction with the Halloween and Party show, they pushed us to Saturday, Sunday, Monday instead of Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's been huge. All of our numbers are instead of having a Friday and then a huge Saturday and an okay Sunday, all of our numbers for both attendance across the board and for the tours that we have on the Friday, Sunday, and Monday have been all just dead even. So it flattened us out just like you like to do for a haunted house. And it's been great. I mean, everybody's excited. Halloween the Party Show is really excited about it. Everybody that's going over there and talking to people, and they're allowing them to buy stuff. The hunters are buying stuff over on the other side. The biggest complaint is that we've gotten is that from the Halloween and party side, people, attendees, are coming over here wanting to get in for free, and we charge people. The reason that we charge is it's not fair to have the vendors pay for the dirt. You know, we want to spread that out a whole bunch of attendees and make our booths cheaper. So if they want to come over here, they're more than welcome, but they're going to pay just like everybody else does.
What else? What has been the response? I've seen a lot of people walking around with buyer tags from the retail show and everything. What has been their response, except with the exception of maybe having to pay to get in? What has been their response about seeing the, shall we say, different clientele and different quality of product that they're used to seeing?
I think they're excited about us being back together. I mean, those people love Halloween. We had a lot of them at the costume ball last night. Costume ball is the biggest thing we've ever had, and a lot of those people were from the Halloween party show. So they're loving it. I mean, it's a great synergy. All of the people in this building love Halloween.
They do it big in Texas, and you did a big, big Halloween masquerade ball. That was, 7 hours? Yeah. That's is that going to happen again, another seven-hour party?
No. You know, it's kind of weird because in the past we would say that the ball opened at 7 and closed at 12, and then we'd tell the hotel we're probably going to stay open until 1 or 2, and then announce that, oh, we've decided to stay open and get everybody riled up. But we made the decision to go to 7 this year because we wanted to do dinner.
Was very good, by the way.
Thank you. Barbecue dinner, that was fun. And then... go ahead and rather than announce midnight and go to 2, we announced 2:00. Well, we didn't do the math because 7 hours of party was just ridiculous.
We're not 19 anymore.
I'm not. And then, of course, and I never ask anybody to do something that I wouldn't do, so I always put my seminar at 8:30 on Sunday after the costume ball because how can I ask people to get up and go to a seminar if I'm not willing to do one?
Well, just don't go to sleep, apparently, and a lot of people don't seem to have done that.
There is no sleep at HauntCon. You just have to, I mean, you can sleep when you're dead. Come to HauntCon and have a good time. It's hard enough for me to get people to go to bed, even at 2:00 when everybody came back from the costume ball. The hospitality suite was rocking until the wee hours of the morning. So
we spent some time over there, and yes, it was. That's all I'll say.
You know, if there's one thing about Jeannie and I, we know how to throw a party.
That nobody will ever dispute. So I guess the big question is, and I know you may or may not be able to give any kind of an answer here. The last time you were on our show, a couple shows ago, you said definitively you would not be in Houston next year. Now, I happen to notice that the Halloween party and retail show is also not in Houston next year. They're going to New Orleans, which should be a fun time for them. Any inkling as to whether or not you may or may not partner with them? You did say on the last show, if this turns out to be successful, we're going to try to partner with them. And again, it seems that it's been successful. I know, obviously, no contracts, nothing signed, nothing discussed at this point. Heck, we're still having the show. But can you tell us whether or not you would be inclined to follow them or whether or not you'd be inclined to go off and do it like you've done in the past and move on to another city like that?
Well, I think we're going to continue to try to move to a new city each year. But the Halloween Party Show moving to New Orleans gives us a great opportunity to move to another city and still stay with their show. We would love to be in their same building, and they have left space for us. So we know that there's an opportunity to do that. But we're going to have to let the dust settle, find out whether, you know, they're happy with us, and find out whether we're really as excited about them. I mean, one of the problems we had last night was the buses were a little bit slow getting people from the hotel back over to the convention center. So I think one thing we would want to change is to make sure that at least the costume party was in the hotel rather than in the convention center. So there's some things that we'd like to iron out and some other things that could have gone better. You know, they're getting to feel a know for us, and we're getting to know them better. So it's always some growing pains, but everybody's excited. I mean, I haven't heard anything derogatory. We haven't had any headbutting at all. So I think there's a very, very strong possibility that we'll be in New Orleans next year, and I certainly hope so. I mean, I would like to be. We've been trying to go to New Orleans forever and just couldn't find any space we could afford. So being able to kind of latch on to stuff that they're already renting anyway, but have the room for us to go in there is a great opportunity for both shows, I think. And you know, we'd like to try it again and see if we can't make this thing the biggest thing that ever happened.
Well, certainly let us know if it's official that you might do that. I know the Halloween show is actually going to be like the first weekend in February or some weird dates around there, because there happens to be that big football game in early February too. So I don't think they're even on Sunday. I'm not even sure of the dates, but I think it's like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday next year.
It'll be another experiment. I mean, we're all about trying new things. I mean, we may completely rearrange our show too to fit that. We'll have to take a look at those dates. But it's I do not leave well enough alone. Just like changing having the party go earlier last night. We just never. We're constantly experimenting, constantly asking our people what do you want, what do you like, and again this year our education has been huge, and we reached out and found some people that aren't really in the haunted house industry, but that know information that we need to know. And everybody's just raving about the education, which is really our strong point. A lot of people think our tours are the strong point, but the reality is it's our education. I mean, you can buy stuff out of a catalog if you can't find it at a trade show.
Sure.
But the education that you're getting at HauntCon is setting you apart from anybody else, and that's really where the key is. If I can teach the people that come to HauntCon how to do what they do better, how to do what they do faster, how to do what they do cheaper, they're going to make more money, and then they're going to spend more money in my trade show. So
that's the key. It's that vicious circle.
It is. It's not very vicious. It's awesome.
Excellent. Well, Leonard, it looks like you've got another successful HauntCon on your hands, so I want to congratulate you there.
Thank you on
bringing everybody down to Houston, because it looks like everyone's having a good time. Had some good Houston barbecue, had some good Tex-Mex, found a $2 taco bar just down the street that I'm going to hit again before I get out of here. So once again, Leonard Pickle, HauntCon 2014. Looks like it's going to be a successful 2015 to be determined. We'll just leave it at that. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and we are out.
From the monster hiding in your closet to the tarantula crawling across the floor, it's time, haunters, to face your fears.
Brought to you by Dark Spectre Custom Couture. Check out Nez's work at www.darkspectre.com.
Couture for the creatures of the night.
Well, haunters, that's a wrap for this episode of The Big Scary Show, as well as our coverage of HauntCon 2014. But you know, if you've listened to the entire show, you may feel a little bit nauseous, maybe a little apprehensive. Maybe a certain voice might trigger an irrational fear that I like to call rabid badgerophobia, and that is the fear of hearing badger for an entire show. Well, if you are suffering from these symptoms, fear not, listeners, because in the future you are going to be hearing more and more from the other three hosts. Myself, Jerry, Storm, we're all going to try to take a little bit more to the table and give Badger's voice a break and give you a break from that irrational fear. So, bear with us. Keep listening. Changes are going to keep coming up through our birthday and beyond. And just always remember one thing.
Everyone is afraid of something. As we slide back into the swamp where we hid the body, we would like to thank the following people and others. Virgil Franklin, Master of the Ether Muse. Von Charon Productions. Von Charon. VonCharon.com. Screamline Studios, at ScreenLineStudios.com. We'd also like to thank the Four Ghosts, Storm, Catch His Ramblings at HauntMinute.com, The Unknown Scare Actor, Videos and More, UnknownScareActor.com, The Haunt Rocker Jerry Vane. Be sure to pick up his latest CD, Virus 308, on JerryVane.com. And Drew Badger, actor, trainer, consultant, and more, RabbitBadger.biz. Be sure to tell us what you think. Send feedback to us at feedback@BigScaryShow.com. And keep sending in those news items, news@BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/BigScaryShow. Make sure to follow us on our new Twitter account at The Big Scary Show. We just may occasionally tweet out some information that you won't find anywhere else. Be sure to search for The Big Scary Show on iTunes. And while you're there, please give us a review. We would appreciate it a lot. Tune in next time when we bring you the latest news and information from the world of haunting and horror. And thank you once again for listening. Without you, we are nothing. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is The Big Scary Show.
Big Scary Show is copyright Big Scary Show LLC, and no rebroadcast of this show may be made without express permission of the owners. All music used on The Big Scary Show is used with expressed permission of the artists themselves.